You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Smoke on the water. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Nine by Black Eyes off of their self-titled. Before that, Feel Real by Still Depths, a single they just released off an upcoming album. And then before that, Lighthouse by Bleary Eyed off of their album Guys. And I probably should know the name of that Still Depths album, but it's not released yet. Although they are apparently offering pre-release copies if you go to their upcoming show and buy a CD. And I may desperately email them for a digital copy, or hope that they send it to the station. The singles have been great, and I really like the one that they released, I guess, 2 days ago. So I'll cross my fingers for more. Bleary Eyed is also releasing an album this July, so that's something to be excited about. They have a bunch of the singles also up on their Bandcamp. And they're one of the bands that actually does it properly, where they have like all the songs pegged in, and they like slowly, I guess, release them, so you can, you know, not all of them are playable, whereas some bands will release singles as like separate albums effectively, and you end up buying them separately, and then that hurts people like me's pockets. And it's actually like a big dilemma that I come across. But anyway, still two albums that I'm really excited about. I was gonna say neither band has plans to come through Montreal, but Bleary Eyed does. I think in August, look up when that is. It's like, I keep a big tally of all these things now. August 26th, they're gonna be playing in Montreal at Casa. Still Depths, they're over in BC and Calgary, so the odds of them being over here, pretty low, but they did play with Preoccupations and Lavoro pretty recently on the big Preox tour, and that was a really sick show. I mean, I pretty much went to it for Still Depths. They're terrific. They also have like a live recording from CJLO online, if you look that up, like CJLO Still Depths on YouTube or whatever. Anyway, here's Her New Knife coming up. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show's past tense. The last song that played was the outro from Phib's album Heavy Lifting that came out a few months ago. Before that, Lip by Devil's Cross Country off of Possession is 9/10. Before that, Nightlight, a single from Knitting. And then before that, first of those four songs was Skinny / Baby by Her New Knife off of Chrome is Lullaby. Things to mention about this. It's pretty late. Forgive me. Knitting. Supposed to play a show this week with Paper Lady and then Locals Nora Kelly Band. That should be good. I've seen Paper Lady play before. I can't remember who exactly I saw them with, but it was at Casa. This one is also happening at Casa. So it should be a good show. I haven't seen Knitting in a while, and it actually looks like they're supposed to do a small tour and then head off to Europe. I forget exactly where, like maybe Belgium or something, but that surprised me. But that's pretty cool. I don't know if they have... Maybe they've announced something about an album coming, but anyway, that single came out a few months ago, I think back in March, so presumably there's more in the works. Yeah, looking forward to that. And then there's also Her New Knife. They played here last fall, and it looks like they're also going to play here this fall with another band that I've never listened to before, but their name is Water From Your Eyes. Seems like they're going to be touring alongside that band. They're going to be playing at Barlow Ritz anyway. That's in like October, so you have plenty of time to think and plan for that if you honestly, if you're in Montreal, and even if you wanted to fly all the way from Thunder Bay, drive even, you could do that within the span of the many months that you have. Anyway, there's going to be more music coming, slowing down just a touch.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
I hear fire.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. And the last song is going to be tough to pronounce. Mesa de Bar by Guandu off of No-Fi. Actually, that wasn't hard at all. They're a Brazilian band. That's why I thought it was going to be hard. I was looking at the words. Anyway, before that, Mercy by Memory Card off their self-titled, and then before that, Common Cold by Picastro off of Metal Cares, and that means I have almost played the entirety of Picastro's albums, Red Your Blues and Metal Cares, which are the only two albums from them that I really like. There's one more song, kind of forget the name of, I think it's like Nya Nya, something stupid like that. If you're then on the radio, I'm going to be officially out of Picastro songs. Although I do also like some of the songs that they have on their split with Naja, Fool, comma, Redeemer. Anyway, that album from Guandu is a really nice one. Well, I've listened to it just a handful of times, but it's quite nice. It also seems like it has a decent amount of variety on it. And I really like this kind of like plodding, awkward, pathetic, sad, slow music, I guess. That's why I lumped it together with Memory Card and that song by Picastro, Common Cold, a weird one. But yeah, so that's one I'll probably be playing more on the show. I don't know what the lyrics are, obviously, but there are lots of Portuguese people in Montreal, probably also lots of Brazilians. Maybe also in Kingston. Maybe also in Thunder Bay. There are some. You'll all know, but I won't know. What are they talking about? It's up in the air. I do also really like that self-titled for Memory Card. I've been listening to that one a ton. Their other releases are good. Nikki's from Alabama, so I do understand what he's saying. It all comes through quite clear. Anyway, next one coming up is going to be an outtake from the band 22 Degree Halo, a song called Ghost Story.
I've got a good ghost story. Whirling dust. There's no home, not pouring. No oxygen in between rust.
Between the tiny islands. their dioramas. Lost in makeup, stars and hearts. Thank you.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and that song was Horses, believe it or not, by Bug Davies off of Terrible. Before that, Crawling by The Loner, S in parentheses, making that plural. That was off of I Wish, word I can't say on the radio, starts with an S, ends with hit, stop spinning. And then before that, Ghost Story by 22 Degree Halo, as it appears on an outtakes cassette that apparently circulated around 2019, that I only just found out about. I don't know if it was only, well, there was someone who uploaded it online. Should I admit this? I don't know. Anyway, I saw it appear on YouTube. I'd actually very recently just poorly ripped a copy of Ghost Story off of the 22 Degree Halo SoundCloud. So I was really excited to see that it appeared on here in much better quality. The interesting thing, however, is that the SoundCloud version, I looked at them and was like, okay, they're two different lengths. They're probably different versions of the same song. However, there's a very obvious like pitch shift up in this cassette version that got ripped, and that doesn't seem to be appearing like this kind of official SoundCloud version from 22 Degree Halo. So I'm kind of wondering if it was accidentally recorded at slightly too fast of a speed. This happened before with a rip of a vinyl single from Centrado, I think, a song called Boozer Core, where there was a version of it on YouTube that was like pitch shifted lower, and honestly it was kind of cool. And then when I first found a copy of it by some other means, I was really surprised at how it sounded, and then I realized, oh, whoa, this one is just like unnaturally low. And knowing Will Kennedy's voice from, you know, his all of his music, and then speaking to him, it's definitely pretty high on the copy that I got my hands on. Anyway, maybe I'll say something to the guy that uploaded that, and he will, well, I also haven't listened to the rest of the outtakes. It could be more apparent, listening to the rest, so we'll see. But that's curious anyway, and it's interesting about, you know, this kind of swapping between, physical media and digital, and all the stuff that can kind of go awry there. I mean, if I hadn't come across, like, other versions of these things, I really would have no idea. I mean, though in this case, like, that high-pitched voice does kind of say something. Anyway, there's one more song for the end of the hour. This one's actually kind of cool. It's also another band that has an upcoming album. This one is a band called Fencing. Before it comes on, I'll say the song's name is Road Test. I don't know if they've announced too much about the details of this album coming out, but they're from Winnipeg. So for anyone listening to this in Thunder Bay, they're actually a very real chance that this band could tour and you could see them, because they're only 8 hours away. What do you know? So anyway, this one again is Road Test from the band Fencing. Thanks for listening to me tonight. Good stuff. I guess that was stupid.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivo and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 20th.